Ladies and gentlemen, now in the studio, a 6'1 broadcaster from Ouachita Baptist University. He's on the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame board as well as the Arkansas Travelers board. He's been known to impersonate coaches such as Houston Nutt at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. His knowledge of Southern fried food is impeccable, and you can recognize his voice from a mile away.
What a slam! Touchdown, Washington!
He's the mouth of the South. It's Rex Nelson.
Well, it was ugly yesterday in Oxford, Rex.
He called that play, Chuck. He had a good game plan.
We must give credit to Houston.
Man-to-man coverage on that last touchdown. Was that a called play? Did Nick check into that?
That was a called play, and I called it, Chuck.
No. All right. Well, congratulations.
And yes. I made some good calls today,
You sure did. You sure did. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Well, there we go. That never gets old.
It doesn't. That we'll never be playing that 10 years from now.
Oh, that never gets old. Listen to it. It's that funny.
He'll be head coach at Tulane, and we'll still be playing that.
Sunbelt coach of the year in waiting. Yeah, exactly. Sunbelt coach of the year in waiting. Just when I think that I'm willing to give Houston Nutt credit, and I'm willing to say he had an excellent game plan. They obviously had this game. It was circled. No matter what they may say in the media, this game was circled. The blowout by Bama coming out, wanting to do what they did. All of that. Arkansas sleepwalking through the first half. Tyler Wilson with easily his worst game as Razorback quarterback, underthrowing a lot of receivers deep.
How many blue words do you think Bobby Petrino put in the ear of Tyler Wilson as he met him on the sideline after every series in the first half yesterday?
It had to be like listening to one of those old Richard Pryor albums. Just a stream of profanity. Having done all that, willing to give him, with the drama and everything. It was a beautiful day in Oxford. Oh, all of that. I come on the program willing to give Coach Nutt credit and say, that was a heck of a game plan. They played well enough to win the game. He deserves a pat on the back. But then, Rex, we had this issue in his post-game press conference.
He attacked some poor old sports writer from Mississippi. He goes in there, I think it was Neil McCready, and I watched the clip of it last night and says, I don't read your stuff, but... Well, of course you read it, or you wouldn't be getting carrying on. Said, I see you had it 49-10 Arkansas. Wasn't no 49-10, brother, or something along that line.
He just
still lost the game, and I find it unseemly when somebody making $2 million a year and you're being paid big money to put up with things attacks some poor – look, I used to be a newspaper sports writer. I know what newspaper sports writers make. Yeah. Probably not making more than $50,000 a year.
There are guys at Occupy Wall Street right now that are making more making more money than Neil McCready.
Absolutely.
He's with the Clarion Ledger, right?
Yeah. And I love sports, as you know, and that's why I still dabble in this. But one reason I got out of it for a living is – I wanted to be the 1%, Bill.
Exactly. You're never going to be the 1% being
not
in the sports
business. Not a sports writer. No, sir.
But that just, he can't let it go. You know what I mean? He proved, just when you're willing to say, wow, hey, man, the guy deserves a lot. And he does.
Yeah.
To be that.
Maybe we would have forgiven it a little more if he had won, but he didn't even win the game.
Yeah, I mean, he did. So not winning the game.
Ole Miss has now lost, as we go inside the Ole Miss records, not inside the numbers, has now lost 10 consecutive SEC games, Bill, for the first time since becoming a charter member of the SEC in 1933.
Yeah.
There's your record. Last SEC victory, October the 9th of last year against poor old Kentucky.
Was
Hoover, do they play football at Kentucky still?
Was it 34 when Roosevelt was elected? Does that record predate Franklin Delano Roosevelt as president of the United States?
Yeah, 32 is when he was first elected. 32.
So
right after formed the conference. And they've never lost 10 straight until now.
And so we will cathartically work out our Houston Dale Nutt issues.
But I was ready to give full credit to until I saw that on television last night.
Just, let me say this. This has become a pattern with Arkansas that is troubling, and I think it's going to end up costing us a game, not the LSU game, but one other game in the next four that we're about to play. Mm-hmm. And that is this, especially with these 11-20 starts, this sort of initial sleepwalking through the first quarter, quarter and a half,
yep.
and defense just constantly being pounded. Now, they ran the same eight plays.
Yeah.
They ran the same, but, you know, and so adjustments are made at halftime, and you could tell, short of that that hurried touchdown at the very end, this was a defense that shut down the Ole Miss offense in the second half. But boy, we dig ourselves in this hole with poor defensive performance every first half so far.
Well, let's make a couple of points. First of all, right now you're not I know you're number nine, but you're not Alabama and you're not LSU, and you just can't show up for an SEC road game and sleepwalk. You're not Alabama. Look at the results when you played at Alabama. That ought to tell you that. So not that the kids that play sit around listening to talk radio, but I got a little concerned last week, I'll tell you, Bill, when every talk radio caller, we're going to win by 40, we're going to win by 50. When that is the attitude of an entire state all of a sudden, you have to think that maybe the players kind of have that attitude. We're going to show up and win by 40. We're going to win by 50. I think Petrino will use this as a teaching moment. So that's one point. That's a little troubling. You're not Alabama. Quit acting like you're Alabama, and that goes for the players and the fan base both. You got to show up and you play hard. The second point, and I thought I was reading our friend Jim Harris's piece on Arkansas Sports 360 last night, and he made a good point of this. You look at the first half against Texas A&M. You look at the first half yesterday in Oxford. Go back and look at the first half of the Sugar Bowl last year when we dug a hole against Ohio State. Why is the Arkansas defense not ready at the start of the game for these things? And I think that comes – I don't want to start a bash Willie again, although I saw a lot of people online that were yesterday. Yeah. But I think it's a legitimate question. Why is your defense not ready? You had 2 weeks to prepare for Ole Miss.
Yeah. You're right, too. Let me take a few of those things that you just said, because I think those are some great points. And I was able to glance at Jim's article, and I think it's he's right on the money.
He's on target.
He's right on the money. We had a state, a collective, Razorback fans, and being over at the game and being in Memphis the night before and then in the hotels leaving to go down to Oxford that morning early.
By the way, and you were there, you saw it, Bill, but I do want to point out, Ole Miss fans now, and this is troubling if you're on Houston staff or in his camp, when the people start abandoning a program, it starts coming down to dollars. Ole Miss fans are abandoning that program to the point that about a third of the crowd was Arkansas fans yesterday.
If not
right?
more. If not more.
You expect that in Starkville. You don't expect it in Oxford.
They had an announced attendance of right under 58 grand, and I got to tell you, I think that was probably – that was heavy by five or six. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just trying to –
A lot of Arkansas fans were able to go find tickets in the parking lot,
Of the 50-odd thousand that were in the stadium, you had over 20,000 Arkansas fans.
Wow.
And you
expect that in Starkville, but not Oxford.
Yeah, and it's – so that is troubling. But I think that our fan base, myself included, I put myself in this, I wanted one of those stadium empty through most of the fourth quarter, giving us a chance to chant Bobby's name. You know, I wanted the stake through the heart early.
You're sweating it literally to the last play.
Yes. And to his credit, Petrino, this is a team that played poorly yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let's just say this. Played poorly on offense and defense, and we've got a really good quarterback who had a bad game. And those things happen.
Yep.
Had a very bad game, underthrew some balls, but they still won. They came out in the second half, dominated for basically a quarter and a half, and then kind of fell back asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my crew at the eight-minute mark when we ran twice for no gain and threw on third and long, I said, there's way too much time still left.
You don't let them back
Here
in
comes
it.
The drama-filled, you know, timeouts, penalties, Hail Marys. You had to know just – all sorts of hell was going to break loose relative to that, and it did. But the bottom line is the bottom line, and this is a coach that this was a win. What's next? You know, this isn't an HDN post-game press conference where he's trying to dress down some reporter that picked him to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's gone. Those days are over. you know, the moral victories and all that, they can be held over there in Oxford.
Yeah.
This is a team that's 6-1 and is inside the top 10 of the BCS in both polls. And
certainly won't move down, may move up. I don't think Arkansas is a better 6-1 team than Wisconsin or Oklahoma with one loss, though. So I don't think they will drop Oklahoma or Wisconsin that far.
Are we the number 9 team in America? I don't know. But I know that we're better than a lot of the top 25. You know, I now believe that watching us play a bad game and still win against arguably a bad team, but play a bad game and still win on the road, not be surprised, not have that. Look at what happened to Oklahoma at home. Look at what happened. You know, Michigan State, Wisconsin, is a different story.
What an ending. What an ending. But, I'm glad I was watching that last night.
That vaunted Oklahoma. One thing I know now, two things I know. Florida State is not a good team, even though they won yesterday. That Oklahoma-Florida State game was a myth. And that Oklahoma defense is not as good as...
How about native Arkansan, my man Tommy Tuberville?
Yes.
I've always loved Tubbs. And he goes on the road with inferior talent. He does that once or twice a year, wherever he is.
Yep.
And knocks off somebody.
Yep.
I like the guy.
Yep. I'll tell you, if Tubbs was coaching that Auburn, they had their year. And I know that they're going to be good and they're going to do this, but I don't know that. That sounds a lot like Houston Dale talk to me.
They got rid of an awfully good coach at Auburn. I know that.
They certainly did. Because he wouldn't cheat.
Yep.
He ran Blake Edens out of that program.
He's making it happen.
I'm kidding.
Hey, when we come back, I know we're going to get back to college football, but we do need to discuss NPR coverage of the World Series.
Yes. I think this is a hard-for-me-to-believe story. One, that you said that Andrew Metters was listening to NPR.
That's what he claims. I just talked to him on the phone on the way over here.
Story time with my man Rex Nelson when we get back. Stay with us.
Cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's